Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the French Connections special edition, Saturday edition of this. Look, this is the most important broadcast. Why? Because so much has happened in the last couple of days that I don't agree with. So many things that have happened that I have to qualify, quantify, explain. And, you know, it's interesting to note that when we are faced with challenges and so many people, good people, bring it up to us, sometimes we have to do a mea culpa. And I'm going to do that. I'm guilty of not challenging Alexander Baron enough. Yep. Why? Because I expected more from his interview. Look, you don't know what this job's like, and I'm going to give you a little taste of what it is that I do. People, you know, you talk to people about their information when they call you. They contact you, and they say that this is what they feel, this is what they believe, this is the things they know, these are the honest to goodness facts as they find them. And maybe there is a lack of quality involved in the process. Maybe there is. Why? Maybe I'm hunting for people who agree with me. Maybe that's true. Is that a possibility? Sure it is. Is it something that Andrew has brought up? Sure. Andrew. Touche, Andrew. You know, maybe you brought that up. But when we talk about Hunter Meyer's declarations, or we talk about Rosenthal and the things he talks about, when we talk about the accompanying information that comes from countless sources, including Friedman, of course, and Fagan, and so many other historical events that match exactly to the facts as they spell them out. Those things don't match. That doesn't wash that we've made a mistake. We're not. We haven't made a mistake. History bears us out. But when it came to yesterday's interview, and I got to be honest, I wanted information about David Irving. Now, who is this guy, David Irving? Well, David Irving, he talks about Nazism. He talks about Hitler. He talks about, I guess, the Holocaust. And you and I both know, if you've been listening to the French Connection, that I know practically nothing on those subjects. Now, that might be bizarre for somebody who's trying to investigate Zionism not to know anything about the Holocaust. Well, I don't. Why? Because I've never studied it, and I've never asked anybody to study it for me and send me reports. Is that fair? Well, maybe not. And is it correct in me making assertions about all the other information I have not knowing the facts from the Holocaust? Maybe not. Well, what I do know is that people have shared information without me asking. One of them was a rabbi that we put on our site that said that many, many, many Jews were murdered in the Holocaust, in the pogrom, as they call it, or in the death camps, as others have coined it, because they were not in agreement with Zionism. And now this information came from Hasidic Jews, from the Jewish community themselves. Now, I don't know about all this stuff. I don't know about David Irving's work. And I was ill-equipped to really discount Michelle Renoff and Lady Michelle Renoff, excuse me. And when she brought up her, you know, descriptions. But I do know the people she was supporting had big problems in my mind. They were people who clearly fell on the side of I hate everybody. White, black, green, yellow, everybody. Now, I only hate one group, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to make it clear to you who it is right now. One group. Criminals. Yep, that's right. Now, if you were a mafia criminal, stealing my future and my children's future and the future of their children, would I hate you? Yep, I would. if you were a South American drug mafia murdering and killing your way to the top in my neighborhood or in my state or in my city, would I hate you? Yeah. Yeah. If you were robbing and stealing from the public purse as a organized criminal activity, would I hate you? Yes, I would. Where is the consistency here? Well, I hate people stealing from me. I don't want people robbing my future, stealing my future, deciding my future through their theft. And then we come to the next point. Are there people in this world who are interested in stealing my rights, not my money, not my home per se, or not my financial well-being, but my rights? Well, yes, there are. And we've been able to identify them, and we've been able to come out against them. And who are they? Well, they're Zionist Jews. Now, does that mean I hate all Jews? Absolutely not. It does not. Because Larry Cohen? No. Larry wouldn't do that. Drew Brodsky? No, he wouldn't do that. Larry David? No, he wouldn't do that. Ilana Shaman? No. No, no. Would these Jews do this? No, they wouldn't. No, why? Because I know them. I've spent my lifetime beside them. I've watched them. I've seen them. I've experienced them. No, they wouldn't do it. So am I against all Jews? Absolutely not. No. No. So who am I against here? Who do I fight against? I fight against supremacist Zionists. Some people call them neocons. Other people call them Israel. Other people call them Ashkenazis. Nazis, Ashkenazis. All of these things are appropriate. But when we bring somebody on to talk about issues like David Irving, we expect certain things from them. Either to destroy my thesis on the guy, or to forward my thesis on the guy. And neither of those things happened yesterday. And that's why we brought Alexander Baron on. We also brought him on to talk about homosexuality. Well, did he give us anything other than the company line? Well, you know, it's destroying the fabric. It's doing the la la la. Nothing, nothing. No conspiracy was there. Nothing was there. I felt betrayed by him. I gave in to the idea that he had been mis- or disinformed. But in hindsight, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not so sure. Was Alexander Baron working for others? Don't know that. Was he working for the truth? No. No, he wasn't. And after listening three times to that, that was terrible, to that audio file, I had to say something. Never in my 250 plus interviews have I been so smoked under, lied to, deceived. No. Now, was it intentional? I can't say that with 100% certainty, but I can certainly tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it was a bunch of hooey that this guy gave. From Kennedy to Atta to Irving and others. And I've spoken to others about him. I spoke to others about him. Did it happen on purpose? They are not sure. But they confided in me. Could be. I'm sure that something was terribly wrong with that interview. Something. Anyway, so, you know, it's Saturday, and I'm here, and you're here, and we're doing this this weekend thing. And people have said to me that I'm not doing enough to be a purist in this battle. I'm not doing enough to be considered 100% on board with this or with that. Look, if you want me to join your group, you're barking up the wrong tree, because certainly I'm not a joiner. And I am also not known for being a very genial person. I'm not fighting this to be a nice guy or to be liked or to be to make you guys happy. No. Chris wanted me to do this, to be more genial with the audience, way back when. That's why he's not on anymore. He didn't like the fact that I wasn't that way. He didn't like the fact that I didn't allow liars to go unchallenged. Didn't like it. He said it was too schoolyard. It was beneath me to do that, and as a result, it would reduce the quality of my listenership. Others have said the same thing, and recently even. Well, let me tell you. I am what I am, and I am who I am, and I'm not here to be liked, and this is not a popularity contest, and if I see somebody who's lying or who I think is lying, I'm going to challenge them, and if I believe they're lying, I'm going to crush them. And if I know they're lying, I'm going to destroy them. Yeah. Alex Jones. Yeah. Rents. Yeah. Shemansky. The worst of all. Schwartz. Absolutely. So, where do you want me to go with this? I mean, do you want me to sit back and be a mamsy-pamsy kind of guy and just kind of suck them up with everybody else? Or do you want me to be a tough guy? Well, I don't think it really matters what you want, because I am what I am. I'm always going to be that. You can't take that away from me. It is who I am. And if it chases people away from this radio show, Masher won, and so be it. If you're my association with whatreallyhappened.com, Mr. Masher has a problem. Causes you consternation. Well, as you are well aware, everyone, we've never been entirely comfortable with all the things that come out of that. What really happened? Nor have we been completely comfortable with Mathaba.com, nor Global Research. Why? Because they often don't get it right. They often seem to get it wrong intentionally. However, can I prove that that's what they did? No. Do I think my friend Michelle Shaw Sadowski up at Global Research lied intentionally? Absolutely not. I don't think that. Do I think Mike Rivero lied intentionally? No. Got no evidence of it. So no. So no, Mr. Masher. I'm not going to walk away from them because they disagree with me. No, I won't do that. I can say, though, that we've got different takes on things. Yeah. We have a different take. And we'll put our take up and we'll give it over to you to decide whether it is an acceptable or an informed or a well-researched take on the facts. Anyway, this Saturday night broadcast, a special broadcast, is coming to an end. And I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I was saddened yesterday by listening to the work I did. And it wasn't intentional. I didn't try to allow Alexander Baron to get away with something. Never would do that. Just letting you know. that this is a fight. This is a battle. This is a work in progress. This is a movement, a political movement that we need your help to build. If I don't have you building it, it won't be built. If I can't find you there putting together these efforts, then what we have is nothing. Please. Give us your best effort, because I'm giving you mine. Darrell Bradford Smith telling you to be well. And